Sandra has an excuse. She is sleep deprived after having been up at music camp all last week, as are many of us in the room, actually. And before, and the reason I'm up here and not back there is because I'm up next, and Ellen just ducked out for a minute, so I'm announcing myself.
Okay.
While Dan looks up the song and gets himself settled in, I just want to mention that Stephen Moore, who was up here earlier with that gorgeous 12-string, is playing at the Melrose Farmers Market this Thursday, and if you want details about where and when that is, I'm sure you can talk to him. And while Dan is getting himself together, I just want to mention a few things about this song. First of all, the Jake that is mentioned in it is an old college buddy of mine, not anybody that anybody in the room would know. I'm going to move over to the other mic, Ira, just so you know. And this particular song, I decided I wanted to do this one today because yesterday was Richard Mungo's birthday. And I got to thinking about Richard and Jerry Wasserman and any number of really good people that we've lost in the last several years. And this song is dedicated to them. Her name was Melody. That's all they told to me when I first asked about her picture. The story of her end was a lot to comprehend. This mystery girl who would have been my sister. So many others loved her, but she's nothing to me. Though I witness their pain, to me she'll always be just a picture on a wall. Her name was Rachel, she's my mom. She was practical and calm and healthy as a horse until the end. It broke my heart the day I was told she'd passed away. A world without her I could not comprehend. Her death rocked my foundations, shook me to the core. Though I no longer have her with me, to me she's so much more than just a picture on a wall. Why do we keep pictures after someone's gone? Why do we feel need to connect when they depart? I find myself looking at each portrait eye to eye. It helps me keep them in my heart. Their names are Richard, Jake, and Jerry. Terrence and Terry, I watched their online postings go by. When they passed beyond this plane, the Facebook friendships remained. I cannot bring myself to break this tie. It's so hard to believe that each of them is gone. But when they show up on my screen, the memories carry on through their pictures on my wall. I love these pictures on my wall.
Thank you, everybody. And next up,